Hey y'all, happy Wednesday. It's another episode of Wine About It, the podcast, and it's me, your girl, Asha Elaine. Thanks for tuning in. Now listen, I know some of y'all are like, why don't we get episodes every Wednesday anymore? Listen, I stretched myself a little too thin. I had my hands in too many pots, and I said, you know what, I need to slow my roll, spread things out a little bit, and just put things out as it feels naturally to me. I haven't neglected y'all. Podcast is still rolling. But there's so many episodes, and I think it's important to just give myself some grace and space and also give y'all a chance to catch up. Anyways, I'm so glad that y'all are here. Let's get into it. This week's wine is going to come from Longevity Wines, which is a Black-owned wine facility, wine shop, all of that. This man, Phil Long, and his wife, Deborah, they run everything. And this week, I'm trying the Longevity Cabernet Sauvignon, California. This bottle is not only inexpensive, actually, but you can find it pretty much anywhere that you buy your wine. You can also visit their website at longevitywines.com and purchase there and see if they ship to your state. Now, this particular wine, it is a red wine. And we know that reds typically go with your darker meats. If you care about pairing at all, like I said, I like to sip mine just outright. But this particular wine is going to have ripe currant, plum, black cherry, blackberry fruit flavors. You're going to get a little bit of black licorice out of there, but this is a full-bodied wine. So try out Longevity Wines. Let me know what you think. And let's whine about it together. This week, I've got my girl, Devin, on the podcast. Now, Devin was my first guest on Wine About It Wednesdays, my Instagram live series that I started almost a year ago. And when I told her what my idea was and how I wanted her to be on, she was on board and she was super supportive. She and I went to college together. We've known each other for years, and she's just a really down-to-earth, hilarious, and equally amazing person. So it was just really great to have this moment where we're in season two of the podcast. We're streaming in 14 different countries, have almost 1,500 plays all over, and for her to be able to step onto this platform with me when she started with me is definitely amazing. So make sure y'all tune in, listen to us, chop it up, follow her when you're done, and let's whine about it.
Hi guys, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Devin Janae Cochran, and I am the, I want to say CEO.
Creator. Everybody is CEO.
Okay, CEO, no, just playing, stop. The creator.
No, but dead ass, everybody.
Stop, because everybody's open to business in 2020. So but everybody's
I don't got no employees. So
okay.
It's just you. We proud of you though. We are really proud of you, but it's just you.
I fucking hate you so much.
Like, how are you the CEO? It's just you.
You ain't brought no money in yet.
You're dumb. You're so fucking dumb. Okay.
But I'm happy for you.
The creator. Stop it. Stop. The creator, yes, of Coco Therapy. It is a show on YouTube where I give advice just about random stuff, because I mean, everybody can use a little advice every now and again, right? And I mean, if you listen to this podcast, you know that I probably know what the fuck I'm talking about, so you should check it out too. And I'm transitioning into being a lifestyle coach, because like, I mean, everybody need a little bit of help every now and again. A little confidence boost. So here we are.
Every now and again, and then every again. And
okay, now. And two more times. Yeah,
and listen.
Because you just need to have somebody like me on retainer to just help you, you know what I'm saying, fan some stuff out, and then, you know what I'm saying, back to business as usual.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
It's the same that's way, it. Like, when you go to the gym, and your coach, your trainer got to talk a little shit to you so you
come
can
on.
Do the workout.
Come on.
So it's just like this just with life, where sometimes you need somebody to, like, just step on your neck real quick.
That's it. Real fast.
All right, all right, all right. Cool. I got it.
Exactly. I got it. Just real quick. Just real hot, real fast. And then it's over. Then it's over. And then we're back to doing what we need to do. So yes, that is me. That is what I do. And I'm going to boost your confidence. So.
Love to see it. What we will say, and I'm going to include this, what we will give Michelle her flowers, because that girl can carry a motherfucking bridge.
Hello? Okay? And she's beautiful. Michelle is gorgeous. Fucking beautiful. She does not get enough credit for being super cute. Like when they first came out, Destiny's Child first came out, back again with just the three of them, man, I was like, damn. Michelle is gorgeous as fuck. Like, she can hold her own for real.
She absolutely can. And she can, oh my gosh. Let me tell you, Michelle Williams is the reason why Cater to You is an amazing fucking song. Because
you cry, you shake, you win.
That's the least I can do. Let me cater to you. See that?
Yes. In the bathroom.
Yes. Through the good, the bad, the ups, and the downs.
I still be here for you.
Let me cater to you. Because you're beautiful. I love the way you are. I was like, yes, fulfill your very desire.
Come on, your wish
is my command. I want to cater to
give it to, come on.
Then she does this. Your heart, so pure, your love shines through. The darkness will get,
come on, because
so
what?
Much. So much of me is you. I was like, sing that shit.
Okay.
Look, fifth grade me was like, yeah.
Okay.
We stand Michelle Williams over here.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Definitely.
Just when she came into the picture, people was underestimating her because
yeah.
I would say her sex appeal is different than like Kylie and Beyonce. I can see that, like, but she is a beautiful, beautiful woman.
Yeah. And
her contributions
to she's super fly.
Y'all not gonna play my girl Michelle Dubb. Like,
she love a motherfucking pantsuit. She be killing the pantsuits.
Listen.
Because Michelle always got a motherfucking pantsuit on.
Yes. I would say now that she's older, she got really cute pants. Back then, when Tina was making, it's no shade to Miss Tina, but it was like, it was with the group. So very like loud and just like patterns and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Now it's nice and sleek. You know what I'm saying? Like it's a more grown up look, and I love the pantsuits on her.
For sure.
But yeah, my Barbie dolls back in the day, I had all black Barbies and I would put them together three at a time and I would be, this one was Beyonce, this one's Kelly. I was given Destiny's Child, okay?
Yes. Yeah. Because, I mean, that's the only way to get it. Yeah. Like, that was the only way to live your best life as a child, as a young black child when they first invented black Barbie dolls.
Oh
that
my God.
Our time. That was us. That was us Brandy was Cinderella. When Brandy was Cinderella, that was when we got our first black Barbie doll.
Listen, Brandy was a motherfucking cover girl. She was the first black Cinderella, the only black Cinderella. She had her sitcom. Brandy Norwood was killing the shit, and we got to give it to her. But I definitely wanted that Barbie doll. I did not get it. My first black Barbie was, it was my first Barbie, period. It was a Christy doll. So shout out to Christy. She's like, as far as the black Barbie doll world, like Christy is the, she's like the Barbie of black Barbies.
Okay, come on. Epitome, upper echelon.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, you know how the Barbie doll is like head honcho? Yeah. Christy is that of the black ones.
I had
a Christy doll and I was like, oh shit, my bitch Christy was fly than mother.
I want a Christy doll.
She had all the, I know this one girl, she used to collect the Barbie dolls when they would come out with the special editions, and she would have like her Christmas gown, and she had them all stashed up. Oh my gosh, Barbie.
I
fuck with Barbie dolls. Like, I should have kept mine.
Yeah.
Just to like have them, collect them. But
yeah,
you don't think about that stuff when you're like, I'm trying to grow up.
Right. I'm too old for Barbies now. For I don't Barbie even play kids. With her anymore.
They're just sitting in my bed.
Why are we so ready to grow up so fast?
I need to go talk to the younger me and tell her to sit the fuck down.
Okay, calm down, girl. It get hard once you get past that hump. It get hard.
Listen. Okay, so people feel like because I'm 5'2". I'm 5'2" and I'm fine too. So y'all don't have to ever get confused with Lloyd's lyrics, okay?
Because I won't
And he was in that bitch with the wind blowing in his long ass hair.
Girl, who I had a crush on Lloyd. Lloyd.
Tell you, Lloyd, I was ready to meet Lloyd on the south side, okay? Ready. I was ready to get
Ashanti who?
Okay. I was ready to get it, shawty, you know what I'm saying? Like, all of it. But so now people feel like because of my height that I should date shorter men, and I feel like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
What? He's short. What does that have to do with me being short? I feel like there are different rules for different shit. It's like, if you a nigga who got a big dick, like, you can do big dick shit. If you are a nigga who don't got a big dick, you got to do other shit to compensate for the fact that you don't have a big dick. Right. So, like, I mean, everybody just can't have... You're cross to bear, okay? Is your cross to bear?
That don't got shit to do with me. I'm sorry. I'm not in charge of your genetics.
At all.
But my thing is, like, I don't want to look... I don't want to be eye level with my nigga. Yeah. We could see eye to eye on some issues, but we don't need to see eye to eye in real life.
Okay. Let me tell you how I'm about to humble that ass real quick. If you ever get out of pocket, I'm definitely, the first thing I'm doing is coming for your height.
With your That's little ass. Thing.
With your little ass. He gonna get super big, real up here. Real up here with it. He gonna get real tight in the shoulders. Yep, they gonna be real up at his ears. Like, what the fuck you talk about? Shorty. I'm talking to you.
Yes, that's the thing. Because let me tell you, if I date a short man and he call me shorty, I'm going to be like, let's not do that.
She said, let's not do that. Let's not go there. I don't feel like anybody should tell you who you have to date because of what you look like. No. Like that is, because that's what you just said to me. Like, I have to, people tell me I have to date this certain type of person because this is what I look like. Now you could say the same thing about race too. Like, oh, I don't have to date black men because I'm black, or I don't have to date black women because I'm black. But that's a whole nother reasoning and logic for that. Like race surviving, you're keeping your race intact, but height and like looks and all that other shit, like that depends on the person. Cause you could be the tallest nigga and only fuck with girls who are 5'0", okay, 5'0". Cause you just like the idea of standing over your bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just for real.
No, really.
Like that. I do know niggas like that. And guys don't like tall girls either. So fuck all that shit.
Right. People be like, save all the 6 foot niggas for us. That's 5'7" and up. Listen, Meg Thee Stallion.
He doesn't want you though. He doesn't want you.
And if he did, you would have him. Respectfully. Right. Respectfully.
Respectfully. Respectfully. Respectfully. If you can put some clothes on and be taller than that nigga and he's okay with that, girl, do it. Do it, baby.
Now, I'm not going to act like some of these short men don't be fine. Because some of them do be fine. I ain't even going to hold you. Like, they look really nice. They dress well, you know. But what really always, always ruins it for me is the personality. I feel like short niggas overcompensate because they're short. Like, a guy with personality. And, you know, you could have a bigger personality than me. Which is saying a lot because I got a big-ass personality. So, I mean, I don't mind, like, having a very outgoing guy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes, like, I don't mind taking a step back, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like short dudes have to be like, I can keep up with everybody, so I'm going to be doing big nigga shit in my little body.
Okay, why are you so aggressive?
And I'd be like, bring it down, baby. Bring it back.
Right. Perfect example. Perfect fucking example. If I see a short dude who I can tell he feels some type of way about himself being short, like, because there are some short guys who have accepted the fact that they're short early in the game and they live in a perfect life. You know what I'm saying? They live in a life being great. But it's the ones who haven't accepted the fact that they're short who are still trying to overcompensate for the fact that they're short and haven't just accepted it that do the most. Like, I always got to be seen, or I always got to be in somebody's face. Or
always got to be seen. Oh my God. And it's like, okay.
You got to know I'm here, nigga. I'm like,
it'd be like, I'm tall enough to ride this ride.
And okay.
Like, hey, damn, nobody asked.
Don't let that nigga get drunk. Don't let that man be drunk and start to get aggressive. It's over at that point.
That's how I feel. I feel like short men have been always aggressive with me, like not in a rude way, but just like how they talking. And I just be like, man, this is a Wendy's, like, calm down. Like, why you just said hello and then you already like saying some wild shit to me. And I just be like, this, you didn't have to come in so big. You know what I'm saying? Like, I saw you when you were coming. It's fine. You didn't right. so grandiose. Like, yeah. And I just, it just irks me so much. Yeah. And this one guy, we're going to call him Jackson, okay? We're going to call him Jackson. So I met Jackson 4 years ago when I first moved to Philadelphia, and I went to this brunch in, like, Jersey City.
Ooh.
You know, Shay, she be doing the brunches. I went to one of her things because I was, like, new here, and I didn't really know nobody but, you know, some Aggies. That's when I was staying with Janelle. And so, anyways... So I met Jackson there, and he just instantly, like, came on to me. Now, I was being a little shy, Susie, just a little bit, because I didn't really know too many people there. I only knew Jay and Janelle. And
and he could have a bad reputation or be crazy or be, you know, and you're new to town, so I get it. Wanted to, you know, pace yourself.
But even still, overall at the event, like, I still kind of played it cool because I didn't know people there. So I was like, but Shay and Janelle, they like work in the event. So it's not like they could host me, you know, and it's fine. Yeah. So I was like keeping it cute, just kind of observing, grooving and, you know, doing shit, you know, wasn't being a dud. So he come over to me, you know, started talking, but he was just so strong, and I was like, wow, this is a lot. But he, and I get it, you might be trying to like spit your game, talk your shit, but I just feel like if my energy is very moderate, like, why is yours so like on 1,000? You know what I'm saying?
At least have some, like, subtlety to yourself. Like,
if I'm moderate, you could be a notch or two up for me. Okay. I see. But damn, like, whoa. And so I just always remember that, and I feel like we would communicate on Snapchat or whatever at the time, and he would always like comment on me in a very, very, very sexual way, and it wasn't like whatever I was putting out was like super
sexual, yeah,
you know what I'm saying, like selfie, and he just said some wild shit. So anyways, fast forward to 2021. He was like, I forgot how he ended up in my DMs. I think, I be trolling. And this, maybe I set myself up for this. So it snowed again last week in New York. And I was like, I posted a meme and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to be snowed in by myself again. But I was just being funny. Like, I really don't care. Like, I live by myself. I love being by myself. Like, so this nigga was like, I could help with that. I was like,
No, thank you.
I didn't want you to answer. I forgot what I said, but anyways, that's how we started like chatting here and there.
Yeah,
so you know, this man said to me, he said, you've been running from me for years. Oh, sir,
are you dipping and dodging, my nigga, like COVID, just
doing a little mask dance like this.
Hell yeah.
Trying to duck this nigga looking like Lil' Kim, like,
fuck yeah, that's exactly. I know the audience is not gonna be able to see this, but I'm definitely,
but that shit is funny.
Hell yeah, definitely doing
but
that.
That's, I guess I haven't, but the thing is, it's ever since like we first communicated, like after that was done, we wasn't really talking like that. So I really haven't spoken to him in years. And the only reason why, oh, my voice is cracked. The only reason why they gonna be like, they are tripping today. Oh well. But the only reason why, like, we're communicating, he has a food page, like he can cook. Ooh, I ain't gonna lie, that's his little side hustle. So I followed his food page a while ago before I even realized that it was him behind it, and then I was like, oh, like, whatever, good for him, like, it should look good.
Yeah,
so anyways, So he's like messaging me off his food page. This ain't even his personal Instagram.
I'm side-eyeing this nigga so hard right
now. I don't follow him on his personal Instagram, but like he don't follow me either.
Oh, okay.
But it's still like, if you see that, just you can, I don't know. I just feel like your business page should be your business page. But whatever. So he was saying I've been running from him. And I told him, I was like, if I remember correctly, you just was like OD strong. He was like, how? I was like, honestly, all the details like are kind of glossy to me, but I just remember like it was just a lot. Mm-hmm. But I was like, you know, it's all good. Like, I'm not tripping off of it, you know. I don't think he's like a shitty person that I would never speak to, but like I don't see him in that way. Don't want him in that way.
Yeah.
So
I always have a fear of aggressive men. Mm-hmm. So like the fear that I have of an aggressive man is not that he's going to hurt me or anything, but that he's going to do something so out of pocket that it's going to unintentionally hurt me because he's so worried about his pride. Like,
yeah,
I don't feel safe. Like, I feel like I can't be safe with somebody who's extremely aggressive because you're also not logical, in my opinion. Like, if you're somebody who's like aggressive at the idea of somebody, I don't know, like that nigga approaching you real aggressive, okay?
Yeah.
He learned that shit over a period of time. And even if girls don't like that shit, and obviously they don't like that shit because that nigga's the fuck single. But anyway, if he would have learned women don't like to be aggressed like that, he would have been able to tweak and change what he was doing. But because his pride is telling him, I gotta be a big ass nigga, I gotta be bold, I gotta overcompensate for my height, it's kind of like I can't trust any of your decision making because you're gonna make a decision based off of your pride and making you feel like the bigger man opposed to what the right thing is. And I'm like, I can't trust you to make good decisions. All of that is in, I'm thinking of all that shit as you give me aggressive text messages or what the fuck ever. Like, all that shit is passing in my head. So I'm like, I can't even.
I hate that, like, our minds go there, but yeah. I feel like I've dealt with enough aggressive guys. You know, not saying all short guys are aggressive, but just aggressive niggas, period.
Right.
And once again, not aggressive where I feel like they're going to harm me, but your energy is so crazy high that it's just like, it disturbs me a little bit.
Maybe we should give an example of aggressive, like what type of aggressive we talking about, because like niggas is gonna be confused as fuck listening to this shit.
We're not talking about violent aggressive because that's already a given. Like, no, we don't got time for that shit. But it's just like, it's more so the aggressive egos, I think. That's the best way, or the best generic example I can give. It's just like, like I said, when I first met Jackson, you know, I was sitting here chilling. He came on like hella fucking strong. Not the smooth, like, okay, like, I'm picking up what you're putting down. It was like, God damn, like, like, it made me uncomfortable because it was so much.
Yeah.
I don't think he's a bad person.
Yeah.
But it was just like, chill. Like,
yeah.
I'm really about gauging vibes. Like, so for another example, I haven't said nothing sexy or slick to this man ever since we started communicating. And it's really just been through the DMs. He gave me his number. I have not texted him. I keep it in the DMs. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I haven't switched to, no, I don't, especially, I don't know if he got an iPhone, but he probably do. I don't
FaceTime. Come on, green text messages are gross.
Right. I mean, I appreciate seeing the blue, but I definitely texted the nigga one time and then 20 minutes later he was FaceTiming me. I said, not this pop-up. I don't know you.
I got an appointment.
Hold on. Let me put clothes on. I be in the crib naked. Hold on. Okay. I was not expecting you.
What? Hair still wrapped up in the bonnet, nigga.
Okay, let me get the sleep out my
eye. Look.
The crust is, oh boy, like, I didn't even moisturize my face.
And then niggas say the wooziest shit, like, oh well, I just want to see what your natural state anyway. First of all, bitch, I'm
who the fuck are you?
Who the fuck are you? I don't want you to see me in my natural state because it's not your fucking business. My natural state is my vulnerable state. Why would I allow you to see me vulnerably this fucking early? Right. This early, you're not.
What you look like in your natural state? Talk about me.
Bye.
No, that's why you can't deserve nothing. Not even they deserve less. They deserve nothing at all. Because I'm sick of it. But let me tell you, I posted a little sultry-ish IG story. And I ended up putting it on my timeline. Because I was like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to just...
Right.
So, yeah, I posted those. Because I was giving Faze, giving a little titty, little cleavage. Right. It was the girls was up, okay? And this nigga said, hold on, I want to quote him correctly.
Oh, God, he hopped in your DM after that?
Yes.
Oh, my God. The shenanigans of it all.
I just want to bite on your lips.
I was like, God. We've never fucked. We've never kissed.
Never.
We've never hung out for real. And the first place you come to is sex. The first comment you give me is about sex. It's like, dead. I already know what you're about. I literally already know what you're about. Why would I even?
Sorry, little man. And honestly, like, if it was the nigga I was fucking with and he was talking to me like that, that's different. We've established that dynamic. I don't like
it. Right, but you guys have already opened that door if that is somebody that you're talking to.
Why stress about what you can commission me to do? Asha Elaine, that's me. I'm a writer by trade. So if you need copywriting services for your website, social media, email campaigns, and more, or personal statements, cover letters, proofreading, editing, all of those things, make sure you book with me to handle your needs. Visit ashaelaine.com or ashaelaine on Instagram for more information or to book your consultation now. I don't like that guys feel like in order to flirt that they have to be like hypersexual or just creepy with their shit. Like you could spit your best game without making shit awkward. It's the same way how I like slide in DMs. Like if a guy posts a little boomerang or a selfie and I think he look good, I might just be like, damn, I think you look good. That's way low level instead of being like, damn, I want to suck on your lips. Like, ew, that's
or crazy. Damn, what's your butthole taste like? Nigga, shut the fuck up. Are you serious right now? Yeah. Are you serious right now?
Or I might just, you know, you just ease into that type of shit. And I just feel like niggas be diving in and it's just like,
bruh,
y'all can't swim.
They never go. This is my advice to whatever male is listening to this piece right now. You never can go wrong with emojis. Okay. You can never go wrong with emojis, especially when you're starting off a conversation with a girl. Like if she looks good, heart eyes works every time because she can interpret that however it is she wants to receive that shit. Like, but you talking about, let me put my finger in your butthole and we just, you know what I'm saying? And this is the first time you sliding in my DMs. Like, I'm like,
sir, what? I ain't even follow you back yet.
Okay. Follow each other. What are you?
Be like, sir, this he is a Burger King. What? This is an Olive Garden. What are you doing?
Yeah, what's up? Like, I mean, that would be my one piece of advice for how to, you know, if you feel some type of way, like you're just a guy who is, you know, the first thing that you think of when you see a girl is something sexual, that's fine. Most of us, when we see somebody attractive, the first thing we think is either, damn, we will have some cute ass kids together, or, ooh, he fine as fuck, she fine as fuck, I will fuck that person. So, yeah. Like, It's not illogical for that to be, you know, the first thought, but damn, you got to be smooth about that shit. Like, nobody wants to know what's inside the sausage. Nobody wants to know how it's made.
Nobody wants to know that. We ain't asked. I feel like, okay, so what I would love to see more is just like, just more ease, more charm and charisma, like just step into that shit. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But one thing I feel like men should know, we are, or people period, whoever you into, we know if we gonna fuck you or not. It's just a matter of how we get there. Because if somebody, say for instance, somebody follow you on Instagram and you know, you scroll through their profile to see if you want to follow them back, you trying to see if they look good. It's like if you don't know them.
Yep.
Or maybe is it going to be a business relationship based on maybe they do content or whatever? Yeah. So you're going to evaluate the basis on which you decide to follow that person back.
Absolutely. Now,
if somebody slides in whoever's DMs first, then that, yeah, you're going to look into a little bit more. Oh, they hitting me up and whatever, whatever. And so based on how you might look on social media, bare minimum, you know, the bar is on the floor. It's like, you know, if you would let them hit or not, like, yeah, you look good. Like on some surface level shit. Like if you ran into them right in public, you might be like, damn, that person fine. But then y'all conversation is going to dictate when that happens.
Yeah. And if it happens, at all.
Right. Yeah. If it happens at all and then when. So it's like when y'all be diving head first and we not even on the deep end yet, baby, hold on. We in shallow.
We're not even at the pool, let alone the dive.
Listen. Deep end. Right. Right. Like, why are you so far ahead?
So, I'm really turned off.
Exactly. So it's just like you got to build into that shit. And then the more, and not to say you got to do this for like days and days, and you know, because sometimes at the end of the day, if the energy is there, the energy is there, but you at least got to test the waters first.
But like, you know what, at the end of the day, the most important thing to me is respect. Don't come to me disrespectfully saying anything sexual to me, and you don't know me, you never had a conversation with me, you never talked to me, like none of that, and you coming off with sex is so disrespectful.
Like
it's,
you don't even know how to pronounce my name, bro.
Oh my, literally. Aisha.
Hey, what's good, Aisha? I don't know.
What's her up, Aisha? Okay. D-Van. What's up, D-Van?
Devon.
Okay. You don't even know how to spell, say my first or last name, but you right think that you're going to talk to me about something sexual? That is so disrespectful, because like, you don't know what I've gone through in a day. Like women, this I'm opening up to the men right now. Women are emotional, right? But not emotional in a bad way, like everything is just going to be overzealous, but you have to be thoughtful when you approach women. Like
we're thoughtful with y'all all the time.
Okay. Like, I just would love the thoughtfulness. Like if you would just say to me, like, you know, that's a dope picture of whatever it is that you, cause if you're looking at my knee, I mean, looking at my, you know, scrolling on my whatever, you can pick one of the things that I posted, like, oh, such and such is a dope artist too, or whatever. Like that's game, nigga. That's game.
So now
you're paying attention to me. Oh, that's game. But you hitting me with some, oh well, you know what I'm saying, I'm trying to see what you taste like off of nothing. I just cannot. I can't.
You don't, nigga, what do you taste was like?
Shit. I'm tired. I've had a long day.
Like pennies. Niggas be out here tasting like pennies, wanting to know what you taste like. What do you taste like? Do you eat vegetables?
Okay.
Do you drink water? Because niggas be out here dehydrated, not eating vegetables. pH balance is out of whack. Wanting to know what the fuck I taste like, sir.
He don't even manscape. My nigga got a whole full ass bush growing in between his butt cheeks because he don't know how to manscape. But you want to know what I taste like.
Do you wipe your ass thoroughly?
What are you talking about?
Niggas don't be doing that shit. I haven't seen that that close, but Twitter be telling a lot and it makes me concerned. Because it's just like, y'all be out here really dusty as fuck, and they have all the audacity. And I'm really convinced that audacity is on sale on Amazon, because why do y'all niggas have it in bulk?
So many
of y'all niggas have it. It has to be on sale. It's the prime deal.
Got it. So much of it.
All y'all niggas got hella fucking audacity. Y'all audacious as fuck.
But you must spoon fed. The funny thing is they learned that shit from their mamas. And I say that shit because boys are so much more coddled than girls are. Mm-hmm. So much more fucking coddled. Like, they can get away with shit and pout and do shit, and moms will acquiesce to that shit because they're boys. But then when you get turned into adults, and the girls have not been raised like that, I have expectations for you, nigga. And my number one expectation is you come at me with respect. That's the number one thing, because I'm always going to get that shit to you. So if you can't come at me with respect at bare fucking minimum, it's a dead no for me. It's a dead no for me.
Calling me queen doesn't mean you respect.
Calling me queen. Okay, let me tell you what queen. I know 7 girls named queen. Literally, their mother birthed them and their name is queen.
Crying.
It's just a name. It's Crying. Just a name.
That's some black
it's
mama shit.
It's a name. You said that's black mama shit.
That's some black mama shit. Like,
But seriously, like, literally saying queen and then following it up with, well, can I do whatever? What's up with the blah, 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 or hey, whatever queen. The fuck.
Grand Rising Queen.
Right, right. Grand Rising Queen, that gets me every time. That gets me every time.
I be like,
Grand Queen.
Or love.
Have I told you? Bro, so there's a difference. So some niggas might be like, well, that's how I approach girls. That's me being respectful. Okay, well, I have a solution for you too, nigga. Okay, I got a solution for you too. If you hit me with a Grand Rising, that better be your real personality. That better be how you live. Okay, I'm talking about I'm coming to your motherfucking house of sage burning.
You need to walk in your spot and feel zen.
Okay. And feel like my whole life, zen as a motherfucker. But if that's not who you are, nigga, you're a liar. That makes you a liar, okay? You hit me with a Grand Rising and then follow it up with a... I need to feel zen. I should be feeling zen if I come in your presence.
But you have all the clarity when I step into your home. Okay. I should be, the ancestors need to just be there.
Come on. But the reality is you're a swindler, okay? Because you tried to swindle a bitch into thinking you was woke so you could get some pussy. Why can't you just be a good man? Why can't you just be a good man? Like, and tell me either way.
Yeah. And I also feel like there's nothing wrong with like just wanting to be involved with somebody just for sex too. Like,
say that.
I think you fine as fuck. And you know what? Like, I would love to like get to, I feel like you can get to know people in a general enough level where now you have some rapport and
yes.
Now you got a consistent sexual partner. And I think it could just be that. But it's like when y'all just be coming out here, dick swanging, and it's like, whoa, why? You just walked in the door. I don't know you.
In the DMs. In the DMs. I know
for people and then who are just half of y'all many. Can't even match the energy in the DMs in real life. Yeah. So once again, anyway.
It's a lie. It's a finesse. You just found a creative way to lie instead of just being a real nigga. Instead of just being really about whatever the fuck it is that you really want to be about. Like, you lie. You finesse. Like, you don't have to, or you over-aggress. Okay. Why are you overly aggressive?
Speaking of like overly aggressive niggas and just people, period. I really didn't appreciate how people was overly aggressive or aggressive at all with my sis Chloe Bailey. Chloe the body.
Come on, Chloe the body.
Chloe the body.
Chloe the body.
The body, B-A-W.
Okay, baby. Like, when I tell you, Chloe, I mean, just real quick before we, Chloe, let me give you your props on how gorgeous you are, young lady. Okay.
Oh my God.
When I tell you, first of all, the fact that you pull off dreads and you've had them your whole life and just pull it off and it goes and you're like, it doesn't take away from, you know, her sexuality or her sensuality rather. Like, she's still just as gorgeous with dreads.
I feel like, girls with dreads, like, only
in the spotlight though. In the spotlight.
In the spotlight, absolutely. We don't really see too many anybody with that type of hairstyle. And so, but even in like the lock community, I feel like that's where locks are praised within the community. But even in like general natural hair conversations, people aren't talking about locks. They're talking about like the non-relaxed people, which is us too, but it's in the protective style realm doesn't always include us in that. And I've definitely become more aware of that.
Right.
Once I started getting mine, where people just like, almost like you're natural, but like over there with them. The other naturals. Right. And it's just like, we still have hair concerns and challenges and stuff. But within the lock community, like, it's booming. Like, everybody just be loving on each other. It's like this secret society.
I love it.
That's how I felt. I was like, damn. Like, every time I see people with locks at every stage of my locks, where I felt the ugliest, I felt the most vulnerable, the people randomly on the street that I've never seen again just be like, oh my gosh, you are so beautiful. Your hair is just gorgeous. And I'm like, oh, thank you. My edges is all out. Like,
I love it. Oh my God. That's wonderful.
It's just the love. It didn't just be people.
That's like, wonderful.
Literally, I come off the train and like people really be complimenting my hair.
I love
And
that.
Have done that at, when it was my little baby starter locks to now, like, And of course, now my hair is purple, so it's definitely more of a conversation piece.
Praising you, okay? And they should, because it's a hair flip, okay?
Hello.
It's a hair flip.
To see somebody like Chloe and Hallie, and you know, if you've been following them since their YouTube days, like we saw when they had a little short,
right?
Was at their chin and their chin. So to see it, like to literally see how their hair has grown, but also how even being in Hollywood now and they're in TV shows and their music videos are better, like their hair always looks good. And I love that it always looks good and that it doesn't look sloppy or like, you know what I'm saying, like you could tell there's people that
know. And it doesn't look over processed either. They never have their edges like super duper like greased down or like super straight.
It's enough like, to like
natural, yeah,
you know, like down the like a fresh vibe. Twist that's what
the
it
whole looks vibe. Like. I'm sorry, we went on a tangent, but we were talking about Chloe the body. We was talking
Chloe
about
the body, body and just
Chloe the body and the shade that she's getting from her busted challenge.
I just feel like, first of all, she did that. Chloe's busted challenge literally made me not do it.
Yeah, right?
Because I was like, y'all, I might record it this weekend. Oh no. Then she put that shit out. I was like, just kidding.
Okay. Right. So like,
no thanks.
I got you guys in June. I got you in June.
I'll do the next one. As long, look, tell me the challenge before Chloe do it. So
okay.
Because if I knew she was going to do it, it was going to come swinging the way that she did, I would have been did it. Mm-hmm. But now I just feel like it would just look like child's play.
At this point. At this point, yeah. It would be child's play. I think that people, so any of the comments, okay, so let's just back up. So she started talking about, she did an apology, right? So she did the busted challenge, but then she did an apology or just address, not even an apology, but she just addressed people, you know, having concerns about her doing it. And she was like, you know, I finally have reached a point in my life where I'm confident in my body. I've always been curvy and curvy I haven't been confident in my body to be out like this. And now I'm confident in my body and y'all niggas are giving me grief about it. And I'm salty. So like, I completely understood where she was coming from. I completely understood why she felt the need to announce it. It wasn't really to apologize. It was more to give perspective. It was more to be like, okay, I didn't do it because, you know, I'm trying to show off my body. I did it because I'm happy. I'm finally happy and confident in it. I'm finally happy and confident in my skin. So like, I understood why she did what she did, but I felt like, fuck anybody's opinion about your body, bro. You look the fuck good. Okay, with no surgery. That's what I mean. With no surgery is what I'm saying. She's a queen with a body, and she working out for that. She on Beyonce's workout.
She is on B's workout plan. It's the real Ivy Park.
Okay, the real Ivy Park in this hole.
Like she said, if you want that, she said, Chloe, if you want that next box, that next drop, you
come on.
Get right, get it tight.
You want to check that next box. And she did. Nobody can say anything about her body. Maybe it's because she's young. I don't know.
But that's the thing. Like, she's 22 years old, but nobody... Mm-hmm. I saw this tweet. Somebody was like, nobody was saying Beyonce shouldn't have had her body out. She was the same age doing this. She was younger. And remember, Destiny's Child came out young as shit. But they had
They looked so grown.
So grown. So when we found out they was like 15, I was like, I did not look like that at 15. You know, my best day. Hell no.
Idiot.
Woo. So
bro, wearing makeup and shit. Yeah.
Like
She's young. So
yeah, she's a young
I think
woman.
That might be a thing.
Stepping into her own, but that shouldn't matter. I don't like body confidence or feeling sexy and feeling whatever the fuck you feel. That's positive.
No, but people are always pressed. I mean, people are always protective over their celebrities, even if they feel like they're protecting them from themselves. Mm-hmm. Like people are always, they always feel entitled to tell a celebrity, especially one that they've seen like grow up.
That's
what
true.
They can do and what they cannot do. They try to do it with Chris Brown. They try to do it with Beyonce shit. They try to Bieber, fucking Justin Bieber, like.
Cause listen, when Beyonce came out with the self-titled album, and she was drive a roll up the partition, please, and she was that's when she always wore her little leotard, okay. But now more ass was out.
Okay, Beyonce on her knees.
Yeah, the titties was up. Okay, and people was like, she's supposed to be a role model. She said, "I'm a grown woman. Fuck you." And but there's also there's also something to learn where it's just like it's almost like you can't be a role model and be a sexual being at the same time, because what message is that going to send?
You're a girl because
you're a girl, you're a woman. And I feel like that's some bullshit, because it's like I would want any woman, girl, whoever that comes in contact with me and I have, you know, some type of rapport with, I want people to always feel like and know that just from whatever their interaction was with me is that always be comfortable in yourself, always choose what makes you feel good about you, whatever that looks like for you, and your respect, your dignity, you know, the opportunities that you choose to pursue shouldn't be contingent on you being sexual or not. Like, you being respectable as a woman shouldn't be contingent on if you are sexually expressive, whatever that looks like for you or not. And I think that's unfair. And I feel like Black women don't get to embrace sexiness the same way without being hypersexualized. They don't get to do it for them. They don't get to do it for themselves. It always has to be for somebody else. And even then, it still doesn't guarantee that people will treat you with the decency of just being a human being. And I just think that's wild shit. And I feel like that's like, I get the part where you were saying about, like, we did grow up watching Chloe and Halle when they were young. So I get it. Some people still kind of be like, oh, I just remember those little girls on YouTube.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, you have to let that go. However, like, that's moderately understandable. But then you also have the other side where people were literally like, see, that's why y'all bitches can't be doing shit on social media, because people not gonna respect you and like, they were being the negative, hyper negative and nasty side about it. And I just feel like, first of all, you can't even get the bitches that look like Chloe. Second of all, the bitch that you do have won't even like suck your dick in the middle of the day, let alone do a busted challenge or a silhouette challenge. She don't even do nothing for you, for real, because she don't like you.
But why do you care so much about what my body does? Like, why are you so pressed about I don't even care, honestly. I don't care why you're pressed. Like, I don't, anybody's opinion about me doesn't matter. Like, I don't care about what you think about me. I have no care about what you think about me. It is irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant. Completely irrelevant. And I feel like if we got to a place where we allowed Black women to just take up space, you know what I mean? Like, you should not be afraid or even have to announce the fact that you have a big personality. You should just be allowed to have that bitch and it's just you. And nobody is like, oh, she's doing that. She loud because she Black, or she's doing whatever because she's a Black girl, because she angry or whatever. Like, you should be allowed to just be whatever the fuck. Because you should just be allowed to be hypersexual, not sexual, granny's underwear, free coat shit, like whatever the fuck it is that you want to be, you should just be allowed to do that.
Exactly.
For real. I feel like if you want to be a hoe, you better be the best hoe.
Be the best hoe. Be the best
scammer you going to be. Be the best. Be the best.
I don't even really believe in wholeness.
Don't settle for mediocre.
I don't believe in wholeness for real, but there is some hoe shit. No, like, I don't call people hoes for real. Like,
Oh, you don't believe in the act of, like, hoeing is as a thing, like.
Okay, yeah. But I'll be like, oh, that's some hoe shit, like, just, like, but I'm never gonna be like, oh, she's a hoe because she does X, Y. Right.
Girl, because I don't care.
That's what I mean about that. But I feel like people be afraid to be, like, wilding out.
Quick break, y'all. I know that I'm a ganja lover and y'all know that too, but sometimes I want to feel the effects of it without always feeling high. So when I have that feeling, I order my products from Gold House CBD because, one, they're Black owned and they ship everywhere. They have creams, gummies, coffee, tea, literally everything, you name it, and they will ship to you. Use the promo code ASHABE20 to receive 20% off your purchase now. That's ASHABEE20.
Like, you ever see some people and you just be like, I know they have vanilla ass sex all the time.
I know they have vanilla sex. Not vanilla. Not vanilla. I mean, I love vanilla, but like, you know what I'm saying? Not every day. Not every day.
Vanilla is good for when it's like, I just want a little something. Vanilla is your quickie. Vanilla is your,
I'm tired. You know what I'm saying?
Vanilla is the, I'm tired, but like, I still want you right now. Vanilla is, what is vanilla sex? Vanilla is, you only got a few minutes. Vanilla might be, we got 10 minutes before the kids. You know, parents, like, but right. Just but when your vanilla sex is vanilla all sex. The time, that's a tough life to live, honey. I don't want that. Spice up. Where the toppings at? Where the toppings at, baby? I need a different flavor. Okay?
Yes, some of that is repressed. Some of that is repressed. You know what? The biggest lie that they ever told us was if you act this certain way, this is the life that you're gonna get. If you act like this girl, then that means that you're entitled to this type of life. That is the biggest lie that I have ever heard and received ever in my life. And I'm at the point in my life where I'm like, oh, damn, that shit is bullshit. Okay, well, live your best life now, bitch.
When you get to that point of realizing that it's bullshit, it's like you have this period of enlightenment and an epiphany. Right. And it's a beautiful process, but it's also like thrilling and scary because you're like, absolutely. Whoa, this is okay, this is cool, this is acceptable. And I feel like for me, I feel like my journey with all of that it started, I think, right when I lost my virginity. Like, that I feel like that's when that journey started. I didn't know it at the time, but looking back, I feel like
that was your shift, your change.
And it wasn't necessarily because I felt bad about it. I mean, it's not necessarily what I wanted to. I was like, yeah, I'm gonna have sex today. Like, no. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like pressured into it. So there's that. And even though I can laugh at the story, like the underlying shit that happened, it's like, dang, that's not cool. But it was more so what happened afterwards. It was when I told my mom about it, how she was like, you're lying. No. And then when I was like, no, mom, and like, it really happened, she didn't talk to me for a couple of days. And every time the thought of me having sex came up, it was this, you know, oh, I don't want you being at home by yourself. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have condoms in your room. I need to, you know, look at boarding schools. My mom really did that. And they weren't even open. It was just like, I had like two. And my mom like freaked out about it, but she never talked to me about it. You get what I'm saying? So it's like all these things are happening. And, you know, I wouldn't say like, oh, I'm still hurt about it, but just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Even being at school and people talking about me. Now I'm a hoe because I had sex one time. How you go from one to hoe? Like,
what? Okay.
Did I miss some steps? Like, or honesty box on Facebook and people.
And why is everybody talking about me?
But they used to be on Facebook, like giving anonymous comments and shit. And you know, I heard you sucked off the whole freshman class. And that's another thing, like having big lips and being sexualized early. So I really feel like, yeah, girl, I really feel like high school, you know, and high school wasn't shitty for me, but this is how I'm like starting to really understand,
learning to understand, right? Yeah, for sure.
And so,
and your environment, you're like, this must be how the world works because this is how my world is working. So this must be how everybody in the world feels. And that's, I understand. I get that. I 100% get that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get that shit.
So
That was some shenanigans.
I mean, it was the shenanigans was nanigans. So, like, it was just it was just crazy to like feel that and experience that, and then have to kind of figure out, well, what does this all mean to me? And mm-hmm. I remember after coming out of an abusive relationship in high school, that's what really like intensified my sexual activity. But it was partially because I felt like I had something to prove because of like the wild shit this man was saying to me about how like nobody would ever want me, or all mm-hmm. I'm looking for is for my pussy. So I was like, well, mm-hmm. I'm gonna pop the best pussy out here if that's gonna be good nigga. For best believe I'm gonna do the choosing, and it's gonna be right. Shit. So like
nigga.
But then I also felt like there was always this curiosity about like what sex was really like, because we saw the fictitious version in movies and TV shows, and your parents aren't, you know, my mom wasn't really gonna talk to me about no shit. Like, so mm-hmm. it was partially like, I wanna prove to this, my abuser, you know, so there's mm-hmm. that piece. But then also there was another part of me that was just like, well, why is this so bad? Like, I get it. You know, you can catch STDs, you can get pregnant. Cool, I'm aware of that, but like, why is this right. bad? Like, right. why is it so? Oh my goodness, why
taboo? Like, right. what's up?
So I realized I started having like just that inquiry, but I feel like the more experiences that I've had, both really great and you know sometimes shitty, depending on how things end with a guy, all of that really made me curious about what sex meant to me as Asha and how I wanted right. to express. And absolutely. I feel like it's only been within the last couple of years where I feel like I can be out loud as I want to be. Because sometimes absolutely. I don't want to say shit, and that's fine too. But right. it's having full agency over who I am as a sexual being.
Yes, full agency.
Like, yes. And I feel like the last maybe 2 to 3 years is when that big shift where I was just like, nah, like you not about to sit here and treat me like this, da 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 da. Like, yeah. or no, if we're having sex, it ain't all about your nut. It's about me too. Like, and hello? Just how I command it, but also how I view myself. And even like I pay attention to the type of guys I deal with as far as like how they feel about sexually confident or very sexually active women. Because if that makes you insecure, there's nothing for us.
Yeah.
Period.
Let's end it right now before it even, you know, goes anywhere, because it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. And so I mean, and that's something I still work at, but also feeling confident enough to like say, I don't like this.
Yeah.
This makes me feel uncomfortable.
Come on, taking up space. Oh yeah. My gosh.
So it's just like say it enough. That's the space where I'm at right now, and I love it here because that's why, like, you know, people who follow me on my personal Instagram, y'all will see I will post a twerking video on my IG story quick. And people might be like, Asha, you're 28 years old, you're almost 30, and da 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 da. And my ass supposed to be stiff.
Right.
Stiff where?
You watched it though, but you watched the video. Why are you commenting to me about the video you watched?
And it goes back to the respectability thing that we were talking about. And it's just like, I can do that and still handle business. I yep. can do that. Like, I have 2 whole degrees. Like, I'm not dumb.
2 of them.
I'm a masters. Very well-educated woman. I have great experience. I'm very smart, intelligent, driven, ambitious, all of the things. And then some. And then some more.
And 2 more things after that.
And 2 more things after that. Hold on. Grab another sheet, because there's some more. So, but I can't, like, those parts of me can exist at the same time. And I can have the choice about how much I choose to share about that too.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't determine what I'm worthy of. And that's something I'm like, I don't compromise anymore. Or maybe I compromise less because it's still something to work at. But you know what I mean? Like, I don't apologize for how I show up because I'm not rude. Right.
And why do you have to be meek or like, or to be a woman, or to, you know what I'm saying? To be categorized as like, I don't know. Womanly isn't the word I'm looking for. The turn of phrase. Oh my God. Hi, nigga, shit. Hold on. I lost my train of thought. Like, wholesome is the word that I'm looking for. It's like, if you're a woman, you have to be innocent, right? If you're a woman, you have to be a virgin. If you're a virgin, you deserve everything. You deserve to have a husband and to be treated like a queen or whatever, or a princess, whatever the fuck. But if you have sex, you're a hoe immediately. There's no middleman. It's just, you're a hoe or you're a fun time girl. So it's either you're a virgin, you're a fun time girl, or you're a hoe. Like, like, those three were what we could like shift in between. So you have to choose how much information you give to people, because they'll put you in one of those three categories if you allow them.
Maybe I'm in people's fun time girl box. I wouldn't be surprised if I'm a fun time girl to a lot of people, and that's fine. Because I am a fun time, but that doesn't mean there aren't other elements to me. That doesn't mean I can't want to be loved or have love to give. We could have a fun time together. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people act like all of these things have to be exclusive. Like,
yes,
if you're in this box, this is what, you know, this is your package, and this is package.
And this is what you deserve. That's the part that I have an issue with. I don't care if you identify me as a fun time girl, but don't limit the things that I'm allowed to do because I'm a fun time girl. Like, so what? Like, so what? I do want to have a fun time.
But then y'all be wiped out with the boring time girls.
Because that whole boring.
That was boring. That's why you in my DMs. Hello. That whole boring. Should I tell her that I'm sending you back and when she should be expecting you? Like, he on the way. Okay, Dev, so tell the people where they can find you, how they can keep in touch with what you got going on.
Oh my gosh, absolutely, yes. So you can follow me on IG at C, I'm lying, that's not where you're going to follow me. You're going to follow me on my personal page, boom. Follow me at Devin's a boy name. So Devans underscore a boy's name. Boom, just that fast. And IG is the only thing you need to follow me on, because Facebook, what? Ew. No. I don't do that. I don't do that.
You said you was just about to rearrange your top 8 on MySpace.
Okay, what happened? You said you have a Black Planet page.
What's not happening? Bebo.
But also you can follow my Instagram for my business at Coco Therapy with 2 Y's. COCOA Therapy with 2 Y's. And then my website is cocotherapyshow.com.
So, and that's therapy with 2 Y's, baby.
Come on, with 2 Y's. Yeah, that's it right there. That's the brand. Thank you for having me on your show. It's been great. We talked a whole bunch of shit. Hope y'all learned some.
Listen, I tweeted today. I was like, my favorite thing to do is talk shit on my podcast. And then I was like, oh my gosh, we're recording today. So it's literally like, I just love it. I feel like each episode it gets more talkative. Like, I mean, we be talking, but it gets more like relaxed, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not as nervous about it anymore.
Absolutely.
So now I just really like this is a journey for myself, outside of like, oh, I literally am just like doing this, da, 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 da. But it's just like, the more that I be doing things that make me feel good, it's just like the less I care about everything, everybody else. Yes. I just really be like, I'm really in a space of just marching to the beat of my own motherfucking drum. So it's just like, now who gonna check me? Who gonna check
me? Okay, girl. Oh my God. That is the only thing I've ever wanted for any of my friends. Okay. Is that.
Yeah.
Hello. It's a journey. You don't get here overnight, but baby, welcome.
Hello. The doors is open. I done stepped through. And I know I still got more of a journey to go, but it's like, I feel I'm at a new level. Like, I've reached new heights, and that's refreshing and rewarding in itself. So,
because we Beyonce so crazy in love right now, we're popping out. Okay, this is after Destiny's Child. We're popping out as solo artists right now.
Them little horns booming.
Come on, now. I'm ready.
Stress.
Okay,
that's with the walk, baby. With the walk, that's how we came in. And you know, Beyonce Ben had a fan, so that hair blowing, locks is swinging.
That's what phase we are. We're gonna name it that. Beyonce crazy in love.
I'm in my crazy in love phase. Because even when she had the I am Sasha Fierce album, and I really don't like that album, but it still was good enough. Yeah, it wasn't her best, but it was still okay, let's take a step back and reevaluate. So it was one of those, I'm gonna take that as like it was some lessons, but it didn't hurt. These lessons
didn't hurt. Yes. So, lessons that don't hurt. We should cheers to that.
I think I'm gonna start comparing my journey to Beyoncé albums.
Okay, really please.
I'm definitely in my, I'm on you Dangerously in Love, the album right now. Track one.
I love it. I love it. Yes. Please credit that to me. Okay.
I will. I will. I really will. Because you said that and my mind just went.
All right, y'all. So this week's affirmation is just about knowing that all the things that you need are right around the corner. And this is, for me, my theme of 2021. So say this when you need just a little reminder. Prosperity is already within me and it's around me and it's on the way. Whatever y'all need, listen, it's coming. Y'all gonna be where the money resides, baby, because I know that's where I am. Even if I'm not already there, I'm there. It's already in my mind, it's in my heart. So hey, it's on the way. On the way. Thank y'all so much for tuning in to another episode. Make sure you subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast so you can get notifications where new episodes drop. Can't wait to whine about it again with y'all. Y'all be easy. Have a great week.